AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump's comments in Davos about NATO continue to reverberate. Sagar Magani has the latest.
British Prime Minister Keir Starmer is slamming President Trump's remarks on NATO troops who served in Afghanistan after 9/11. Earlier this week, the president said America's relationship with NATO is a one-way street.
I know we'd be there for them. I don't know that they'd be there for us.
And got immediate pushback from NATO chief Mark Rutte, who noted how many Allied troops served in Afghanistan.
For every two Americans who paid the ultimate price, there was one soldier from another NATO country who did not come back to his family.
Still, in a Fox News interview yesterday, the president downplayed NATO's actions in Afghanistan, saying Allied troops stayed a little back, a little off the front lines. Starmer calls the remarks insulting and appalling. NATO triggered its mutual defense clause for the first and only time after 9/11, with Allied nations sending thousands of troops to fight alongside Americans. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Iran's top prosecutor is calling President Trump's claim that 800 detained protesters were spared hanging thanks to him completely false. Activists say Iran's crackdown has killed more than 5,000 people. A U.S. carrier group is headed toward the region. Freezing rain is falling in West Texas as a winter storm sweeps across the country. Alexis St. John reports at least 182 million people are under watches or warnings for ice and snow.
Forecasters say the temperatures will plunge after the storm passes, with wind chills as low as minus 50 degrees expected in parts of the northern plains. At those levels, frostbite can happen in minutes. Where I am, in Detroit, Michigan, that dangerous cold is already being felt as this system pushes frigid air deeper into the Midwest. Today, it's in the single digits.
This is AP News. Seth Sutel has the AP Markets Report.
Stocks drifted to a mixed finish on Wall Street after a zigzag week with tariff threats over Greenland that were later canceled. The S&P 500 ended barely changed Friday. The index closed out its second weekly loss in a row. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 285 points. That's about 0.6%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.3%. Most stocks in the market fell, including Intel. The chip company sank 17% after its profit forecast for early 2026 fell short of Wall Street's estimates. There were still some signs that markets remain on edge. The value of the dollar fell against the Japanese yen, the euro, and other currencies. Gold rose to another record. Seth Sutel, New York.
And TikTok has finalized a deal to keep operating in the U.S., creating a new American version of the video sharing platform. There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.